All right, Dillery wishing Chloe Jones a happy birthday.
Take 47. This is for you, baby. It's because we love you.
Chloe Jones drove a vehicle.
Looks like it was bombed in Iraq.
In the cosmic avenues of life.
I don't know what he's talking about, but you drive pretty bad.
She wears the big hooped earrings.
Seriously, a parrot could land on those earrings and perch.
And swing back and forth.
That parrot weighs like 30 pounds.
Keeping his posture in line. Chloe Jones, happy birthday.
Happy
baby.
Birthday, baby. He got really pretty hair and skin.
Happy birthday from Bill and Boy.
Happy birthday, baby.
Food is not love.
Welcome to the only podcast that matters. Food is not love, starring Disco Volante and Robbie Danger. Turn your speakers up, adjust your iPod. We're getting suited up, turning our mics on. We're activated, food is not love. We're activated, food is not love. Robbie,
I like hoes and I like bitches. Busted my lip, I got 2 stitches. Yo, 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 what's up?
Wow, I really can't rap that good.
Check out my white ass.
Food is not love.
Kiss my podcast.
Food is not love.
Welcome back to Q104.7. This is the Cooter. And,
and this is Squirrel Nuts.
The Cooter and Squirrel Nuts.
Cooter and Squirrel Nuts live in Stanklanta. There is a bulletin that there's only 4 to 6 weeks left of water in Atlanta, Georgia.
We're going to play a new song from Jessica Alba.
Does she have an album out?
No, of course
God,
not.
God, why don't I own it?
I don't know, but she's hot.
Well, hi, ladies and gentlemen. We hate radio.
And I also hate Atlanta right now because we're running out of water.
Yeah, they gave us a bulletin. We have 4 to 6 weeks of water left in this city.
There's a severe drought, and we need all the Evian you can send us.
Please send us water.
Give them the P.O. box at the end of the show.
Because I managed to move to the one place that runs out of water.
We have a coastline. How does that happen?
We're going to turn our faucets on. Just nothing.
Yeah.
Drip.
It's going to be dust.
Drip.
So this is episode 4. Welcome, everyone.
Drip. Hey, everybody. We have a really big, huge guest on. But we were also going through like an electrical storm, but no rain.
Yeah.
Just a lot of electricity.
Yeah, that's Atlanta giving you the big finger.
You know what we need to do?
What's that?
Fuck it. Let's just do a rain dance right now.
You ready?
I'm ready to
go.
Do you have Atlanta, Georgia.
Do you have some Navajo music ready?
Hold on. Let me see if I can cue some up. Talk to the audience for a minute.
Okay. So, had a weird week this week. A lot of work. A lot of stress. And then I see this car I'm driving behind on the way over here. And it's from Tennessee. I don't like Tennessee. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with Tennessee? My friend Audrey lives in Tennessee.
I don't know. I just don't like it. I mean,
she's listening right now. Hey, girl.
I mean, I got mad love for you, but I just don't like Tennessee. And I see. Here's what kills me.
You got mad love for Audrey or for Tennessee?
For Audrey. Okay. Not for Tennessee. Here's why.
Why?
On the back of her license plate, this lady I'm driving behind, she has a customized tag, you know, but it's not like one like, you know, I'm too smart for you or something like that with letters and numbers, but it's actually a baby's face. See, in Atlanta, you can get custom plates that say, you know, you have a classic car, an Olympic tag, because we had the Olympics here like 30 years ago.
Right.
She had a baby's face on the back, and it said, choose life.
Oh.
Thanks, Tennessee. Thanks for going against what the Constitution allows women to do.
That made me reach for my bat. Oh, listen, I got some Navajo music.
Oh, really?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Well, you got to stand up. We got to stand up.
Okay.
Okay. This is for Atlanta, Georgia. Lord, Earth Mother. We got to name our Earth Mother. Just pick a name.
Yeah.
Earth Mother Audrey. We'll just name her Audrey.
Audrey, okay.
She's a big subject right
now. Yeah, okay.
Earth Mother Audrey. Please rise from the soil of planet Earth and give us rain. Oh, yeah. Clouds open up.
Wolf Mother.
I hate that band.
What?
Wolf Mother.
I'm praying to them now to get the
AC/DC.
Rain. Wolf Mother.
Let's name all the shitty bands.
Pantera.
Pantera, please bring us water.
Matchbox 20, do it.
Maroon 5, please.
Every band with a number in its name.
For the love of fuck.
Seven Mary 3.
Seven Mary 3. Incidentally, you know where that name came from?
He told me about it, but I can't remember now.
It's Chips.
Oh, yeah.
That was Ponch's...
That's so gay.
Seven Mary 3, this is Poncherelli. Let's continue our rain dance. It's not working yet. Oh, yeah. Oh, Blink 182, please bring us agua.
Those guys can do it.
They can.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
That was exciting.
I was thrilled.
Yeah.
It's still not working.
It's never going to rain here.
No.
It's going to be the Mojave.
It's going to be Tatooine.
So let's talk about our guest, because I'm pretty excited to have her on.
Bev Harris is a woman who investigated Senator Mike Hagel.
And now, was it Mike or was it Chuck Hagel?
I think it was Mike Hagel.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Could be Chuck. But
doesn't
I think
matter.
It's
one
Mike.
Of those, one of those Hagel boys.
One of the, right. One of the infamous Hagel brothers.
We got to get him, Billy.
But it turned out he was elected on voting machines he owned.
I wish I could own the things that get me into office.
That'd be great.
Like people.
But there's a documentary about her.
Mm-hmm.
It's up for an Emmy right now. It's
this
called
was
Hacking...
on HBO?
Yes, it's called Hacking Democracy.
Okay.
She just has some real awful news for us. But I'm wondering if we can even talk to her because our phone system's really kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I'm going to, just before the interview, I'm going to go outside and see if I can't harness the lightning onto a rod.
You're going to become a lightning rod?
Yeah.
I'm like
gonna...
the Tempest?
Right. No, I'm going to be like Doc Brown. I need that 1.21 gigawatts. Mm.
All right, people, but in the meantime, we will be right back after this.
1-800-BIG-TITS, this is Chuck speaking. What is your fantasy?
Yeah, hi, I want to speak to a woman.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we all want, like kids and the afterlife.
Yeah, no, I want to speak to a woman, sir, like the girl I saw in
That's
the commercial.
That's not possible, there are only men here.
Yeah, there's a woman on the commercial.
Ask me what I'm wearing.
Okay, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing an apron and a velour leg warmer set.
That doesn't even remotely sound attractive to me.
There's apple pie all over my breasts.
Sir, I'm calling to speak to the girl in the commercial that I'm...
She's dead.
The girl in the commercial is dead?
Yep, it's just us now, bro.
I don't want to speak to a guy, though. I
just go with it.
Okay, I want to put my penis in your boobs like a tea cozy.
That's hot. Ooh, baby, what else do you want to do?
I want you
There's
to...
There's fried chicken all over me right now.
Fried chicken on your boobs?
Yes.
Why is there fried chicken on your boobs?
Because that's hot.
Dude, I can't even picture that.
You don't need to. Just visit foodisnotlove.com to see all of my breast food pictures.
There's pictures of you with food on your boobs on the internet?
Yes, there's turkey and peas and gravy all over them.
Where do I go again?
You need to go to foodisnotlove.com.
Foodisnotlove.com.
It's food breast magic on there.
I'm going there right now.
Sweet.
Okay, but before we get Bev on, we have to bring up once again that it's Chloe Jones' birthday.
I wish her the best happy birthday I can muster.
We celebrated last night.
Yeah, we did.
We went to an Indian restaurant. Was it? No, was it? Is it Moroccan?
I think it was Moroccan. You know, it had tapas and it had drinks and sangria.
Flamenco dancers. Where are they from? That was like the closest
Florida.
Thing to gypsy. I think we could have gotten.
Yeah. And then, we had the hookah. That was nice.
Yeah, what was that? Like, we ordered apple tobacco.
Yeah, but it tasted like licorice, but it was still good.
And I'm so allergic to licorice.
I liked how you almost knocked the entire hookah over last night. That was good.
She was like, let's take a picture, and I grab in the hookah. The fucking thing comes down
You're
on
slick.
Me.
You're slick.
I'm clumsy.
Yes.
But anyway, the guest that we're about to speak to. Wait, hold on, I gotta put my NPR voice on.
Okay.
I'm having such a good time.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a serious interview.
Okay.
So I'm gonna break it down.
Let's
my
pretend
NPR
it's
voice.
This old life.
This is Disco Volante for All Things Considered. Today we have Beverly Harris, who's a very important figure in American history. She investigated Senator Mike Hagel, as well as the Bush administration. She's here to speak to us today about the dangers of voting machines.
Hi, this is Bev.
Hi, Bev. How are you? It's Doug.
Great.
First of all, I just want to say God bless you for existing and all the work you've done and everything. How does one wake up and become Bev Harris? That's what I want to know.
Well, I didn't set out to do this, but I think when you see what's actually going on, it's kind of a one-way street. Once your eyes are opened, most of us just can't turn back from this, because what we found is that our liberties have kind of been taken away from us without a fight.
See, the thing is, you know this for a fact. And I'm wondering how that's altered you as a person.
Well, you know, it's like we kind of are cynical, and we, in a way, we shouldn't be surprised by some of this stuff, but when you see it's real, it really is a kick in the stomach. I mean, what happened in 2000 that still has not been reported very widely in the media, although it has been proven, documented, with hard evidence. Here's what happened.
Break it down, Bev.
The voting machines in Florida were not just a punch card problem. They had some of the newer, more modern, completely computerized system. And one of the systems in Florida was caught in the act of counting votes backwards. And it actually uploaded minus 16,000 votes for Al Gore, which caused the networks to call the election for Bush 9 minutes later. It was a transparent attempt to try to manipulate the networks into calling the election and to get Gore to concede.
And knowing all this, I'm left with the feeling, why should I even try? Why would I even vote?
It's tyranny. I mean, we can sit here and go quietly into the night, or we can say, no, you know, maybe we need to do something about this. You know, this was actually foreseen by our founders. There was in fact, we had, I think it was Samuel Adams actually thought this could happen, and he kind of lectured people in advance, and he said, in fact, and I'll quote, he said, you know, the liberties of our country were basically earned at quite a cost, and he said, it will be an everlasting mark of infamy on the present generation if we should suffer them to be taken from us by violence without a struggle, or to be cheated out of them by the artifices of false and designing men. Well, what happened is we've been kind of cheated out of our liberties, our right to vote, and it's been very quiet and not much reported. And we can either sit there and go, oh, well, you know.
Well, some of us are exhausted by all this. And not for nothing, on a big, large scale, the media's rolled over on this.
To a large extent. Yes.
Okay, but why wasn't it ever specifically spelled out for us that, you know, Al Gore was our president? It was taken from him. Instead, it's like chalked up as partisan bickery.
Right.
Or,
well, what,
you know, like,
what we're finding, and you know, this has been kind of a journey for me, because I actually started this in 2002 when I first found something really bad and realized that the media
was.
You're
talking about when you busted the senator of Nebraska, Chuck Hagel.
Hagel, right? Yes.
Yeah. It turned out he had actually owned all the voting machines that got him elected.
Right. I mean, I had set out, and I was really not that interested in this. I just thought, you know, somebody says they don't know who owns the voting machine companies. They use software that they're considering a trade secret. Maybe I can do some searching and find out.
And it turned out he bought them all before the election, right? He bought the voting machines, right.
He was and not only that, Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska won in the most stunning statewide upset in the nation, according to the Washington Post. But what they failed to report, because they didn't know, was that he was running on having his votes counted by his own voting machine, which his people programmed. And, you know, he was like a disc jockey. I mean, he wasn't like some highfalutin politician. He beat a popular incumbent, and he was like a disc jockey and a cell phone salesman.
That gives me a good idea.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, do you think this has been going on even before George W. Bush, or is this all on him?
Well, actually, I do think that there's good evidence now that this is a long-term plan. It's a business plan.
That we're on the business end
of. You know,
of.
This is a bunch of big corporate bigwigs who want to be able to be in control so that they, I don't know what their rationale is,
oil.
But it has been... It has been creeping up on us for at least two decades.
Really quick, Bev, is there anything you could tell our listeners who might feel beaten up by life after 2000? What they can do to maybe feel like they've taken some kind of action?
One of the things we've done is I've spent a lot of times on the front line. I go around the country, find out what's working for people to get real action and traction. And we put that into something we call the Citizens Toolkit. It's on one of the red tabs on the left of our website, blackboxvoting.org. It has all kinds of things that people can do that will actually get movement. It's just not, I just don't want people to expect it to be easy.
Well, again, Bev, thank you so much for coming on, and God bless you. I mean, I don't know how it is you do what you do and remain so pleasant.
I don't try to tackle the whole thing all by myself and figure out a master plan that'll save the universe. I basically just actually ask for spiritual guidance and say, what do you want me to do today in my own little way, and I just walk the walk.
That's I mean, still, though, there's got to be days when you just feel completely defeated. I mean...
Well, it's very... I will say that every time I run into it and I see the data right in front of me and I get real documents, I go through usually a week of just kind of really sadness.
Sure.
It's difficult.
Ugh.
But, you know, all of us, that's happening with all the people who are doing what I do. And,
I can imagine.
And yet, you know, after a week or so, you go, well, you know, I better pick myself up and get going again, or it's going to get even worse. And, you know, we really literally are in a situation where, although we're not, you know, hiding in the woods and shooting redcoats right now, as they did in 1776, we're at that kind of a problem. I think this is the biggest
Absolutely.
Crisis our country has faced since 1776.
Wow.
And we've got to get it back, and we've got to take it seriously.
Well, for more information, visit blackboxvoting.org. And, Bev, thank you so very much for coming on. It was a real honor to speak to you.
Thank you.
I just got to point out that on our podcast show, Bev Harris pointed out how the 2000 election was stolen specifically.
Yeah.
Not on CNN.
Nope.
But on this little hobby we have on the weekends.
Fuck you, Wolf Blitzer.
In your face, Anderson Cooper.
You know, I heard he's gay.
You heard that?
Yeah. No,
really?
No, no. It's like some sort of like underground kind of.
It's
like...
not an underground. It's a common knowledge.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
No, I don't
yeah.
know that. No,
he's like all but out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Anderson's, yeah.
That's cool, though.
He's one of the more prominent gays.
That's great.
He's
no,
my
I think
favorite
he should.
Gay.
I mean, I don't think he has to do it, but I mean, I think, you know, if he's gay, he's gay. That's great.
That's a subject we're going to have to tackle another time.
Yeah.
The
let's
outing.
Get, let's get back know. To Bev for a second, though, because I'm sad still.
I really hope the call came out well, because it was really in my headphones just...
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, but, I did everything I could to, you know, get the lightning to come towards the rod as opposed to the house.
Because you're such a Greek god.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I appreciate it. It got better as it went on.
Yeah. See, I
so
did
I got to hear it back.
Yeah.
But I talked to Bev last night, I got to tell you, just to thank her for coming on and everything.
Yeah.
And she told me that the new campaign for blackboxvoting.org, mm-hmm. which you all should really visit.
Please visit that site.
Please nothing. It's your responsibility to visit, quite frankly.
As a human, not even as an American.
She told me that the new campaign is they trained a Hollywood monkey.
Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, that Hollywood monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came in and...
I'm going to teach her next week how to open a door.
Oh, that. But it's so great that all the freedom, or the abstract idea of freedom that some Iraqis have, doesn't really exist.
Their form of democracy is actually more true than ours.
Their election is certainly a little bit more legitimate right now.
Yeah, and they cut people's hands off and shit.
Maybe no, they don't. What are you talking about?
I just hear things.
Yeah, I did. I know you do. the things you hear are ridiculous. This
yes.
just in, Anderson Cooper's gay. I heard some things.
Oh, let's get to the news.
I don't know, man. I'm a little bummed out for the news.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm like, what else is, you know, what else are you going to tell me today?
Well, our world is in peril everywhere, not just here. There are other people who are suffering more than us. We just have to deal
Bobby
with George
Brown,
Bush.
For instance.
Bobby Brown's not a person.
I hate your Bobby Brown
You're
stance.
Like trying to argue a pastry has a right to live.
Anyway, let's get to the news.
Yeah.
I've heard enough of your lip.
It's time for Our World in Peril.
Our world in peril.
M-I-N-L.
Covering the apocalypse.
As it happens.
It's the final countdown.
Our world in peril. Some of these people frighten me.
The final countdown.
Let's get in the news. Robbie, kick it.
So what's your name, Daddy M-A-C? And what you drink, S-P-R-I-T-E? Because it's a lifesaver when you need thirst. Quench like a kiss with a lima twist. Now you know that's kicking word. Drink up is what you gotta do. Why? Because I like the Sprite in you.
Isn't that a Sprite commercial with Criss Cross?
Yeah.
Why do you remember that? You remember it word for word.
I know.
You fucking retard. I can't even believe you remember that.
I'm challenged.
All right, well, with us is our news correspondent. Wolf Chloe Blitzer. Jones, the birthday girl. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Otherwise known as the Dale Earnhardt Sr. of podcasting.
I forgot to clap. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the first story, Chloe?
Just jump in a coffin. You're already there?
Oh. Uh-oh. Is he remarking on your age again?
Uh-huh. It's only because I'm 15. I'm right there with you. Of this show.
You're the dick.
I hold Batman's cock when he does it.
Yeah, how does it feel to take over as Doug's role as dick on the show?
Douchebag.
It feels pretty good. Yeah. How does it feel to you?
Yeah. I love it.
Okay.
All right, I have bad news.
What's the bad news?
Joe Torre.
The manager of the Yankees.
Yep. He turned down the $5 million deal that the Yankees team offered him to come back as manager.
All right, in and out with this. Not a lot of sports fans listen to the show, but know that I am very upset.
How do you turn down $5 million?
He was making $7.5 million.
I don't care. How do you turn five down?
You know what? The guy just got over cancer, too. So
what?
He wants to chill out with the $7.5 million he was making.
Ugh, five is such a burden.
All I'm going to say is I hope A-Rod follows him.
I would do it for $1 million.
You're going to coach the Yankees?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you'd be a great coach. You'd be like, get out there and go fuck yourself.
What, would I just sit there and, what, chew tobacco?
I'm not speaking to you.
It's a tough job.
Joe Torre, I'm going to miss you, Skip. But you know what? Maybe now we'll recruit Manny Ramirez. So we, too, can have a team full of prison pussy.
Nice.
Just like the Red Sox.
They should bring Bobby Cox on.
Why Bobby Cox?
So he can Bible thump up in NY.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Get some Jesus in you, Jeter.
Jeter, read the Book of Numbers. It'll give you all the answers
the
you need.
The Book of Numbers. That's like the most curious book in the Bible, too. If you turn to the Book of Numbers,
you'll find the answer to your algebra homework.
Jesus. All right, what's the next story?
I have news that is going to make you very happy, sir.
Me? Or
you.
Him?
You.
Yeah, I'm old.
Why don't you have news that's going to make me happy?
Because you're not important.
Because you can go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's not very nice.
A GFY from Chloe Jones.
Bobby Brown is going to be starring in a new reality series on the Country Music Channel.
See, you lifted me higher, and then you dropped the ball on me. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
A country music, and I don't understand that.
It's Big and Rich. You know the band Big and Rich, the country band?
No.
All right,
I know who they are.
Country music at all.
There's a country band called Big and Rich. They did a song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Yeah, they're really clever.
Yeah. Yeah. So they are having a reality series starring Bobby Brown.
Is it called My Life in a Dumpster?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. When it comes to Bobby Brown, keep that shit to yourself.
I'm all over Bobby.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm like the police on Rodney when it comes to Bobby.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not going to let it slide.
No. Wait, were you referencing Rodney King?
That's right.
Aw.
Chris Cross and Rodney King, folks.
I know, seriously. You're in a particular time of your life.
Yes.
Jesus. Like, next you can be like, on the next news story, you can be like, just like Lollapalooza 1.
And picture pages.
And tribal tattoos. And the Chili Peppers were great.
I want to get some razor wire on my arm.
No. Well, go ahead. What is this show he's doing?
They didn't get into much of what it's about. It's starring Bobby Brown, Big and Rich, Julio Iglesias Jr., and Cisco.
And Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell.
It's a weird combination.
Yeah.
Is there a premise, or?
I don't know. They haven't gotten into
that. Well, I'm probably going to watch it.
It'd be awesome if they put them in a house together.
I think they are. No, yeah, I think.
Are you serious?
I'm lying.
I thought you didn't know the premise.
No,
now
I'm
you know
lying.
The premise.
Julio
really
Iglesias, he did Anna Kournikova.
He did, didn't he?
I mean, like, he did that hotness. What's he doing with Cisco and Bobby?
Well, Bobby did some hotness.
What?
No, he didn't. He really didn't. Well, he removed some dookie from Whitney's body. Yep. That's an episode
I'm sure the
one
dookie was
like
actually
that.
Physically hot.
Stephen Colbert is running for president in South Carolina on
the Robbie Danger state. Yeah. That's what it should say on the license plate.
The danger platform.
South Carolina, the danger state.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to run on both party tickets.
I think that's great.
It's like a stupid movie of Robin Williams, though. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it's a little
funny,
like
but.
Do you think
know,
he's being for real? Do you think he is?
I don't know. I have to actually watch the news.
I would get. Yeah, I don't watch the news. I would guess he's not being completely
honest with
us.
Yeah, I think he's
being
silly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let you know next week what I think.
I bet you $10 South Carolina elects him as president. With his vice president as Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Wait, you want to know who he wants to run with as vice president?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore.
He would either like to run with Mike Huckabee.
I know Mike Huckabee.
Russian President Vladimir Putin.
This is not real.
That's funny. That's actually funny.
Or himself.
But I like Vladimir Putin. He's got a lot of good ideas.
He's a progressive.
Is he into torture?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like we're not. Go ahead, right?
Oh, the Spice Girls?
Under that premise, Robbie Danger should run for president. Torture, it's awesome.
Like, that could be my platform. It had little stars next to the bumper sticker. Robbie Danger, torture, it's great.
Okay, what's the next story?
The Spice Girls are releasing a new album that you can only get through Victoria's Secrets.
Well, that doesn't even really make sense.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is it like an MP3 player in the bra or something?
I'm not.
Because that'd be cool.
All right, real quick, man quiz, real quick. Hottest.
First of all, the phrase man quiz.
Hottest Spice Girl, go.
Ginger.
Yeah,
easily.
By far. Yeah.
Well, first of all, Jerry Halliwell's solo album, she looked really good.
Yeah, she did. Did she do a porno? I thought she did.
Back in the day, maybe. I know she took some photos. Yeah. Some racy photos.
Now, I'll tell you this. I would have done Scary Spice, too. You know, the black girl?
It's good that you have the same taste in women as Eddie Murphy.
What are you talking about?
He actually impregnated her. She had his baby.
That's vile.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
She's not a transvestite, right? Though. Like, why would he have sex with her?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You have the same taste in women.
She looks like a man?
I think she's kind of manly.
I didn't think she looked like a man. She kind of looked like Fatima. You know Fatima?
No.
You don't know who Fatima is?
No.
She has like little dance workout videos, and she also choreographs like all of the Backstreet Boy kind of bands.
Why do you know that?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't want to talk about it.
Robbie loves his transvestites.
All right, last month's shootings of Iraqi civilians.
A shooting in Iraq?
Yeah.
This Chloe just Jones in. Exclusive.
Osama bin Laden's a man.
I love the hard-hitting news that you bring us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Blackwater Guards last month shot and killed 17 people.
That's what they're called, the Blackwater Guards?
Yeah, because Blackwater's a company.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Blackwater, they're U.S.
Like Whitewater?
No.
Oh.
They don't have slides.
Right. We don't remember Whitewater, the Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
The Hillary Clinton thinking, classic.
I was thinking Whitewater, the water park here in Georgia. Never heard of it.
No.
Damn Yanks.
But go ahead, what is it? Blackwater what?
Blackwater USA is a private security firm that's in Iraq right now.
I think they're the CIA.
I think they're a Creedence Clearwater Revival song.
Last month, they opened fire on 27 people. They wounded 27. They killed 17, women and children included. And there's an Iraqi investigation that concluded that the shootings were...
Wait. There's an Iraqi investigation?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That's like Helen Keller investigating fingerprints.
Right.
Yeah, that's gonna come up with an answer.
That's going to yield results.
Well, they're saying that the shootings were an act of premeditated murder.
You think?
Yeah, and they want Blackwater to pay $8 million to each of the families.
I don't think it's premeditated. I don't even need to know the story. I don't think it's premeditated. I just think it's a purpose. I have no doubt they killed them and had every intention of killing them, but I don't think they thought twice about it.
Right, exactly.
You're an Iraqi citizen. You're already dead. That was their philosophy.
Pretty much.
And you know, we pay just millions and millions of dollars to that company.
Do we? For Blackwater?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How?
$830 million so far.
Yeah.
Since 2004. Wait,
Does our tax money go to
yes,
this?
Oh, yes. I don't Jesus quite understand Christ. What their purpose is, but I just know that there are a lot of independent contractors. In fact, my stepdad, he was actually offered money to go over to Iraq to help rebuild certain things. Like, he does a lot of explosive blasting.
Your dad?
My stepdad.
Your stepdad.
Yeah, he's an explosives technician. He works in rock quarries, and he, blows stuff up. And
your
so,
dad works in rock quarries?
Yes.
It's like a John Denver song.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is a little bit.
Like the Flintstones?
A little bit. Yeah, kind of. He has that dinosaur. That dinosaur crane. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, he was actually offered a lot of money to go over there. Not a good idea.
Yeah, because they're shooting
there. Yeah, there's a lot
I heard that from Chloe Jones.
A lot of independent contractors are taken hostage and tried to be ransomed and things like that. It'd be crazy
get
to
their
go
heads
over
cut
there.
Off.
But yeah, there's a ridiculous amount of money being spent on independent contractors from the U.S. government in Iraq.
So, but there's an Iraqi investigation, so we'll get to the bottom of it.
Right, in 2030.
Right.
Well, now it's not just an Iraqi investigation. The State Department from Washington is now working with the Iraqi investigators.
And wow, that'll get
to come
done real quick.
To
yeah,
a
exactly.
Conclusion. Yeah.
That's like the blind leading the retarded. What's the next story?
George Lucas has just begun
work. Just took my money again, and I wouldn't even know it. I didn't even see it happening. He just came in and took my wallet.
I dislike him intensely.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I would think that you'd be a big fan.
Why? George Lucas?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I hate George Lucas.
I really don't like
him. You and your weirdo gypsy language calling him a nerd?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, what's the story on George Lucas?
He's working on a Star Wars TV series, which is not going to have...
It's called Shrink My Gullet.
Well, that's where he keeps all my money.
Right. Like a bullfrog.
That fucking thing in his neck, yeah.
Gross.
You just, first of all, just reporting the story, you just titillated a lot of nerds.
Yeah.
You were like, George Lucas.
Oh, my penis is so hard now.
Oh, he's coming up with it.
C-3PO.
A Star
C-3PO.
Wars TV show.
Yeah, so what's the show about?
It is not going to have Luke Skywalker.
Wait, what's his name? Luke Skywalker?
His name is Luke Skywalker. It's about a promiscuous Jedi.
That's cool.
It's actually not going to have Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader. It's going to be about the minor characters.
Like the Ewoks and like the band that played at Jabba's house?
Oh, that'd be awesome in a way that it won't at all. The season finale will be Greedo getting milk.
It's going to be about the life of robots, essentially.
That sounds as good as the Geico Caveman sitcom.
When does that start, anyway?
It's supposed to start this fall.
Because that was a great decision by the executives of which company is going to be broadcasting that gem.
I think it's ABC,
gem?
Yeah. ABC. They said, hey... That's funny for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Let's make someone watch it for 23 minutes. That's a bad idea.
But wait, you're not going to watch the Star Wars TV show?
No, I would not watch that.
What about you, McNerdy?
I guess you're addressing me. I'll probably watch the first couple of episodes.
And,
yeah. He's not directing it, though, right? Because if he directs it, I won't even watch a second of it.
You know what would be great is if it were a reality show trying to find the next Jedi. And like you had a bunch of nerds come in and they show their Jedi
skills.
Would
he work for ABC all
yes,
of a sudden?
Yes, maybe.
Find the next. That's as bad as that Stan Lee show. Be the next superhero, or whatever it is.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
That's awful.
That'd be awesome. Be the next Jedi. I have the next hit show.
Well, now so does the rest of the world. So they're going to take your idea.
They're going to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Disney and Mickey Mouse.
There is a scientist in the Netherlands that is claiming by
just
the year,
one scientist.
Just one.
Okay.
It's the only one they can afford.
The only one. Yeah. He is claiming that
his
by the year...
His name is Joe.
They can only pay someone in wooden shoes for so long.
I thought they just walked around on tennis rackets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about that one scientist.
We don't even let her get to a story. It's great.
Did he discover ice?
No, he's
That's
claiming...
where she gets her news from.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh.
She got mad.
I am going to quit. And then you're going to have to go back to reading the news all by yourself.
Yeah,
and you're going to have to find the news all by yourself.
No, we can't read. Oh, don't taunt us with that. I'll get you a little cookie later or something, okay?
I'll kick you.
Whoa. I offered a cookie. You offered
violence.
We'll
get you a box of gypsy treats.
Gypsy bones.
I like how she makes the pouty I'm going to cry face.
They make her teeth healthy. All right, so tell us about the scientist. What did he discover?
He didn't discover anything.
Oh, that's not good.
No, he's making a claim that by the year 2050, humans will be marrying and having sex with robots.
I'm going to make a claim right now.
Robbie Danger will be fucking a robot on Tuesday.
Yeah, he will.
I'm going to have sex with a shoebox by Wednesday.
He's going to just lube up a mailbox.
You don't think... I think Rob would totally have sex with robots.
In a second.
Yeah.
No way.
He already has.
No way.
Yeah,
I saw a picture of his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Ooh, ouch.
You know that
what was her name? Jenny.com?
Oh. You know that little vacuum robot? The little circular one? I did it.
Yeah. Oh, you hit that?
Yeah. It was all like...
Beep, bleep, bleep.
Yeah.
Oh. Why'd your sex life's the plot of Joe's Garage. That's
why'd
great.
You have to bring up the ex? That's not right.
He's like, I met my girlfriend on Match.com.
Remember we called her Linda or something, that, huh?
Marilyn.
Margaret.
Oh, Margaret. Yeah.
No, I didn't use a real name. Jenny's not a real name.
Oh, that's true.
No, her real name's not Jennifer.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's Greedo.
She was in Star Wars. I like my ladies blue.
Is that why you want to get a dead hooker?
Do I not remember the dead hooker story?
I actually don't remember it at all.
What? Okay, we were on the phone the other day, and he was talking
share
about
with the rest of the listening audience what you're talking about.
Please. He was I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
We had like a 10-minute conversation.
I'll be honest, I don't remember half of what I say.
Oh.
It just comes out.
Well, we were on the phone, and he was talking about money.
What were we talking about before that?
You were talking about work.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
And how you would like to keep getting this work through January.
Sure, okay.
Because you need to save your money to buy your next dead hooker. I think it was a dead tie hooker, to be specific.
Sounds like a 13-year-old corpse, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, tie hookers are very young.
Right. Yeah, I don't remember that.
They're cheap, though.
I'll trust you and say that I believe that I said.
Yeah, he definitely. That's something he would have said.
Yeah, it was something I probably would have said.
But the bottom line of this news piece, so we can move on, is that he would put it in a machine.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would do RoboCop.
In the parking lot of Comic-Con.
Drop your pants, creep.
Oprah Winfrey is...
is a robot.
Are you reporting that she's black?
Damn.
This just in, a Chloe Jones exclusive. Oprah is a black lady.
No, she's recently gained 20 pounds, and she's blaming it on her thyroid.
Yes, what did you say? She's blaming it on donuts?
Thyroid brand donuts.
Right.
I have entomitis. Yeah, when you wake up in the morning and eat cake, Oprah, that's what happens.
Entomitis.
I'm so hungry. Anything else to that story?
That was it.
Dr. Phil taught her anything?
Talking
hey,
her
Oprah,
down.
Use some self-control, baby.
I just not over thyroid.
Yeah.
Well, that's her latest.
I think it's funny that she has to come out and talk about why she's gained weight. Like, we care.
But she's been fluctuating in weight since the
80s.
Years.
She
was skinny.
Yeah.
And then
what are the plans that she's been on? And most women know these kind of things. Most women have been watching Oprah for years.
And know the diets and stuff that
she's
on.
Yeah, I'm not trying to generalize, but it's true.
Okay, but you're looking at me.
Right. We don't want to stereotype anybody.
Right.
I don't watch Oprah.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
That's because gypsies don't have electricity.
Oh, you know what? Can I bring up the gypsy thing for 1 second?
Why not?
I want to talk about her caravan.
No. Okay, now, you were just married to a gypsy, and technically still am. You decide if that sentence is correct or not. But the last guy who hit your car... Uh-huh. His insurance is paying for half of your car to be repaired.
Right.
So, which would imply that he's paying for some things he did not do.
What do you mean?
Well, if he didn't,
some of the damage
of
the car isn't just from that one guy, and his insurance company is paying for half your car's dings. That may or may not be true.
That's not true.
Oh.
It's not true.
No.
I heard it was true.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Who'd you hear that from?
State Farm. They call us every time you have an accident.
That is my insurance company.
No, wait, now. His insurance company are paying for specific things?
Yes.
He's not paying for the whole side of the car to be repaired?
What happened was, when he backed into me, he scraped my rear door and hit right above my rear
tire. It being his fault is also hearsay.
I was not paying attention. No, that's not true.
Okay, no, you weren't moving. Where were you?
No, I was at Einstein Bagels getting somebody some iced coffee before editing.
Oh. Which was a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, and I was in the drive-thru line, not moving, just waiting. And this truck
backed up. Oh, so he hit you
in
the drive-thru?
He backed into me.
Okay,
he was backing out of a
parking
spot.
That would be his fault, yeah.
Right.
He didn't see me.
Well, that's good.
So his insurance company is paying for what specifically?
The part of the door that he scraped and the dent that he put in above my tire.
All right, so you're not gypsying the guy by making him pay for half your car. Because I'm thinking if half your car is fixed, it's going to look kind of like Two-Face.
I was saying that you were just going to make left-hand turns all the time so that the good face of your car would stick out.
Look at my car from its good side.
I'll eventually get there.
What's the next story?
Fuck you both.
Well, if you didn't get into so many fucking accidents.
If you didn't have me running so many fucking errands.
What's the next story? Oh,
okay.
See how it
so
turns
the
in
errands.
My fault? Yeah. It's the Aaron's fault.
The Aaron's made me wreck my car. The Chloe Jones story.
Right.
When you write your biography, I want to ghostwrite it and make that the title.
The Aaron's made me do it.
I'm starting to feel Ann Coulter right now.
I know where this story is
going. Holy shit. Well, okay, let the listener in on what you mean, because that was cold shit.
That was
right
cold
there.
As ice.
Yeah.
That was some gypsy cold.
Yep. You know, I can't help
like
it.
Like you're living outside in a caravan kind of cold.
And I didn't even know gypsies were anti-Semitic until just then.
I didn't know that, no.
But go ahead. Now, what's the Ann Coulter story? So everyone knows the dig you just made at Rob.
Yeah.
Ann Coulter was on Donny Deutsch last week.
A lot of D's.
Mm-hmm, a lot of D's. Saying that the Jews need to be perfected into Christians.
Let me just say this, Anne. We're already perfect. You look like a horse. Go fuck yourself.
She's evil Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
I hate Ann Coulter so
much. I really
do,
too.
I usually do.
Oh, my God. Check out little Hitler over here. Jesus.
You're not holding back.
I know. Do you know that the Chloe Jones microwave oven seats 5?
Oh, wow.
Wow. I'm just kidding.
She ain't kidding. That was
some cold racial shit right there.
No, I'm kidding.
She's intense.
She was going to make a lampshade out of you just
then. Yep.
Wow. Look at me instigating.
Tell me some more about the story. gypsy. Tell me about swindling.
Now, well, how come he's not stealing. Racist? How come he's not racist?
Because gypsies aren't a race.
Gypsies aren't even racist. I don't even really believe they exist.
They're barely people.
Yeah. See?
See what? That's not a race.
That's not a race. No. Yeah, that's true.
That's a cast of people.
And telling us you married a gypsy was probably the worst mistake
you could ever make.
Yeah. So you have this coming.
I realize that.
So tell us more about Anne.
She was talking to Donnie Deutsch about how she goes around the country giving speeches at these mega churches.
You know, and let me just say that I'm so happy that Jerry Falwell is dead. I'm just waiting for Ann Coulter to follow suit.
And she's talking about how completely unself-conscious these people in their mega churches are.
Yeah, mega churches are a lot like a rock concert.
Right.
They really are. Right. A rock concert for Jesus.
Yeah.
I watch the shows on Sunday sometimes just to watch the guy holler and hoot around. Yeah. I think it's funny.
I like it when they save people or like when they do the thing with their hand on the forehead.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, they sort of buzz them and the guy can walk.
Or pass out from the spirit.
Right. The spirit got me.
It seems like a lot of hootenanny going on there.
People if synagogue were that interesting, I would totally go every time.
Yeah. What goes on at a synagogue? Do you know?
Yeah. Yes,
I don't know if you actually go to a synagogue.
I don't go regularly. It's been years.
But you've been there.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like a church service. I've been to plenty. It's the only difference is it has Hebrew, a lot of it.
Yeah, which sounds kind of like Klingon.
A little bit. It does.
There's a lot of
Right. Yeah, like Baruch.
Yeah. My stepdad's Jewish.
Yeah. I like it. It's actually kind of pretty because it's very...
it's a pretty language.
It's very traditional. Not traditional. That's not the right word. It's very...
Old school.
Old. Yeah. I like it.
I like old
There's a lot of tradition in it, and it's interesting. To me, like, churches now, they're a little new wave, and it seems a little less formal, which, I don't know. It's not
churches are too hip now.
They're very hip.
You know what I think? I think Annie Coulter should get her head cut off and made into a little dreidel.
Sounds good.
We could bet Hanukkah Gelt and play with Ann Coulter's dreidel head. All right, what else you got?
Britney Spears got into another car accident.
I heard about this. She did a hit and run, and she turned herself into police.
Britney Spears got into another car accident? Go ahead. Sound judgmental when you say that. I just want to hear you do it.
There's no judgment.
There's no judgment. Okay. Mm-hmm. How many accidents do you have now?
We're talking about Britney.
No, we're not. Not anymore. We're talking about you.
This time it's personal.
Now, I was told you had 12. That's a whole other issue. Now, I was told in Atlanta you've had 12 accidents or been involved with 12 incidents for your car.
I may have exaggerated the number, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Gee.
I was wrong. Yeah, I think it was 6.
Yeah.
It's a total of 6. Yeah.
I think it was 12.
That's a good one.
No, it was 6.
Yeah. 12. That's a lot of altercations with your car.
It was.
Altercations with your car. It's a lot of conflict with your fender.
Yeah. All right, what else?
I don't think it's me, because I've never been in an accident
before it's
I
moved to Atlanta. Right, it's everybody else. It's the state of Georgia.
The whole world is against you.
I have been driving for 12 years, and I have not gotten into a car accident until I moved to Atlanta.
Right.
Huh.
I don't think it's my fault. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey.
There's
Hi there.
Give us more logic, Boom Boom.
Tell us something we don't know.
Right.
There's an Australian performance artist who got a third ear grafted onto his arm.
I heard about this.
He's the Van Gogh of performance art.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants.
That was too easy. Yeah. Go ahead.
I wonder if he can hear out of the ear or it's just a piece of flesh.
No, it's not functioning, but he wants to put a microphone in it to allow others to listen to what his extra ear picks up.
That's obnoxious.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I want to get Ann Coulter's dreidel head.
I want to get that implanted on my ass.
Yeah.
So every time I shit, her face can be rubbed in it.
What's the next piece,
I'm
Chloe?
I'm disgusted. Oh, there is a dentist in California that was accused of fondling the breasts of 27 female patients.
Dr. Robbie Danger.
I was just about to say, what's wrong with that? That's part of the practice.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he's saying.
I have to massage breasts in order to drill cavities.
Not quite.
They make the cavity go in there easier.
Not quite.
Or the drill. Sorry, the drill.
Right.
No, what he's saying is there's no malpractice. Chest massages are an appropriate procedure in certain cases. Like for women with TMJ, if you give them a chest massage, it helps alleviate the pain.
And cunnilingus removes the cavity creeps.
Right. I heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their judge in the case has not made a decision.
You know, I would say it's probably not malpractice, but I think it's assault.
Yeah, for sure.
Perhaps they have the wrong charge on him. Yes, I don't think you did the procedure wrong. You just assaulted 27 women?
27.
It's only sexual aggravation.
You know what I'm curious about? How did they find out if they were unconscious?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Did he grope them so hard he left marks?
Yeah, did he leave a handprint?
I had to push real hard. I was checking for cancer.
I found a little bit of toothpaste on my nipple.
There's nothing that says that they were put under when it happened.
So let me see if I understand this.
We're just assuming so because we think dirty dentists were thinking nitrous oxide.
Well, my understanding with TMJ is it's a fairly invasive procedure, as it's where your bones at the sort of the corner of your jaw aren't coming together correctly. So I don't see how they could correct that while being awake.
So you're saying that you would have had to have been knocked out.
I think you have to
I think you just solved the case. She's lying.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're like just innately a lawyer.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm Matlock.
Is that the news, Chloe?
That's the news.
That's the news. With Chloe Jenkins.
Ow!
You've been listening to FINL News. Dedicated to hard-hitting hearsay and bringing cultures together.
And we got a couple of Ask Robbie Danger questions.
Oh, goody.
Oh boy, look
Maybe
at you.
Maybe they can be as good as last week.
We didn't have any last week.
Right, my point being...
Right.
Yeah.
We cut them all out because they sucked.
Yeah, they were horrible.
He didn't even want to be bothered with the segment.
No.
Right.
I was too good for it.
You were above everyone's curiosity.
What do you got?
Question number one.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What is going on with Camel Turkish Jade Light cigarettes? They are my favorite brand, and it seems as if Camel is phasing them out. I can no longer find them at gas stations in my area. The only place that I have found that carries them is Kroger, and I'm guessing it's only until they run out. So, what the fuck? Also, can you please mention to Robbie that his hair is very cute and jutastic? Love you guys.
Holy shit!
First of all, I just want to thank you for saying jutastic. I think that's great. Second, I do love my hair, too. I appreciate the love. And third, I have no idea. I have never heard of Turkish Jade Light Camel cigarettes. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard of Turkish Blend. I've never heard Jade in that phrase.
And Light.
Yeah.
Who I think that's really sad.
Anyway? Who?
Our favorite.
Oh, Mikey?
Mikey from Virginia.
Aww. Well, thank you, Mikey. But yeah, you know, I don't know what's going on with the cigarettes.
You just make something up.
Well, you know, what it probably has been is that the Turkish people are, you know, leaving the country and they just don't have enough, I don't know, what's the word, money to stay here. And so they're being pushed out. And the blend was really specifically targeted to them because we had an influx in the 80s of Turkish people who came to our country. And I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Mikey. I'm sorry. We just got to get those Turks back.
That made perfect sense to me.
That was brilliant.
Thank you.
Okay, what's the next question?
Dear Robbie, how often
Dear Jutastic.
What's it like being Jutastic?
How often does Disco sexually assault you in a given recording? And if so...
Oh, how dare you?
And if so, how many times does Chloe have to cover it up in editing? Thanks, your pal Zach.
Oh.
Dear Zach.
I'm bored. Jesus.
It's almost on an hourly basis when he attacks me.
Behold Zach's waka waka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, though. I do.
You do.
I've seen you touch Robbie's.
Yeah, I touch Robbie's penis.
I didn't want you to say my penis and Robbie in the same sentence.
I pulled down his khaki shorts, and I see his penis, and I become as happy as the bee girl from the Blind Melon video.
From the Blind Melon Camp video.
Yeah, I'm like, yay! Robbie's penis.
And all I can see is that I'm playing with his penis.
That's what happens.
Yeah, he knocks me out with the nitrous oxide we keep in the studio.
Start
and then fondles
his
my
boobs.
Breasts. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, asshole.
Letting out our personal business.
Yeah. What's any other questions?
That's it. I think that one counts as a fuck Robbie Danger question.
It was, yeah. Well, that was nice.
I don't know if it was a fuck Robbie Danger.
It was more like a fuck me, yeah.
Fuck Disco.
I know, I'm so insulted. Ooh, yeah. Gay joke at my expense. Oh, my lordy.
Well, you are wearing it.
What's that?
Well, you...
you can't even say it.
He's got the hand.
I gotta testify to God.
Well, you had your Socrates finger up.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about the leather bracelet, but I mean, I don't know if that's gay or not.
Anyway, thank you for joining us on Food Is Not Gay. Join us next week when we will do our Halloween episode.
That's going to be scary.
And, oh, by the way, happy birthday, Chloe Jones.
Thank you.
I hope you have a really good birthday.
This was a really great episode for me. I just want to tell you both that.
Oh, thanks.
Because I will never do... No, it has nothing to do with either of you. I will never do an interview as meaningful as the Bev Harris interview, probably as long as I live.
Your comment made me sad in the pants.
What? The B-girl comment? You're like, aw.
A little bit.
Yeah, you're like, aw.
Bev Harris was amazing. It was a pleasure having someone like that on the show.
She's my hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Anything else I say after that will just sound didactic.
Yes.
So, but join us next week on our Halloween episode where we will be joined by Tony Moran.
Mike Myers.
Who is also Aaron Moran's older brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joni. But yeah, the original Michael Myers from John Carpenter's Halloween.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. I'm very excited. But
he
thank you guys for joining us on Food Is Not Love again this week. And you got any announcements or anything, Ron? Do we have any plugs for anybody so we can get out of here?
I don't know.
No, we're good. We're straight. We're good. We're ready to go. Because I want to go to Waffle House. I'm starving.
Oh, I'm so hungry. I want to plug Waffle House. Waffle House, thank you for making hash browns that are scattered well.
That's the thing. Like, a lot of my friends don't know about Waffle House. Like, they put shit in it, and they describe it with adjectives, don't they?
Right, like scattered, smothered, covered, top, chunked, iced.
It's like raped, killed, murdered, beaten.
Right. I want my hash browns raped.
Exactly.
Scattered well and raped.
There you go with the rapeity rape rape again.
You started it.
Who's my blood brother? That's my blood brother. Whose house? Rob's house.
Aww. My blood brother. Blood brother. Aww. Wherever I go, he goes.
My blood brother.
Blood brother.
I can't tell you how many of my friends are grossed out by that anymore.
You are so gay.
I see problems down the line. The dirt up on your hands, doing the same mistake twice, making the same mistake twice. Come on over, don't be so caught up. It's not about compromise. I see problems down the line. See you.